This is Ted Kennedy. The Pentagon is misusing the Middle East crisis to seek increases in the wrong types of military spending. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush deserves credit for the support he's mobilized to Iraq's aggression against Kuwait, but he needs to keep a closer eye on the Pentagon budget. We have a Middle East crisis and a budget crisis. It's irresponsible for the Pentagon to misuse the Middle East to seek big bucks for gold-plated weapon systems like the B-2 bomber and Star Wars. They're budget busters that won't do any good in the Middle East. B-2 and Star Wars are leftovers from the Cold War, intended to prevent a massive Soviet nuclear attack. It's preposterous to keep spending tens of billions of dollars on such weapons, on the Pentagon's far-fetched new theory that we can use them against Iraq. The Cold War's over, Al. Don't tell me B-2 Simpson still has Star Wars in his eyes.
To B-2 or not to B-2? That is the question, eh, Ted? Right now, over 100,000 American lives are on the line in the Middle East. Our forces can destroy tanks, intercept aircraft, even fight off a chemical attack. But one weapon Iraq has, missiles, are by far the most dangerous and the ones we have little defense against at all. So what is Ted Kennedy's response to this one? Dump the SDI technology that could establish a defense against missile attacks. Dump the stealth technology that helps our aircraft evade radar-guided missiles. Ted, stop ignoring the horrible reality that Saddam Hussein would just love to get his grubby mitts on nuclear missiles, and he wouldn't hesitate a moment to use them. America's research and development against this threat is the firm hope we have. Don't sacrifice American lives because of an ancient bias you've always had. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on legislation that will force Detroit to build cars that get 45 miles per gallon. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.